Hi there. The word for you today is before you date someone. In Hebrews 10 verse 24 we read, spur one another on toward love and good deeds. Here's some advice for making your dating experiences something you can feel good about afterwards. There are four of them. Number one, be spiritually prepared. Talk to God while you're getting ready to go on the date. Time spent before the mirror is important, but time spent with God is all important. And this is never more so than when you're looking for someone to spend the rest of your life with. Okay? Number two, talk openly about sex before it becomes an issue. Physical intimacy is a wonderful thing, but the Bible confines it to marriage, where two people are committed to each other. So think protectively and proactively. Genuine love doesn't say, if you loved me, you would. It says, I love you too much to take advantage of you, or cause you pain, or ask you to do something you feel is wrong and that you'll feel bad about tomorrow. That's real love. Number three, limit the time you spend alone, because it can easily lead to things you'll regret later. When your friends start saying they never see you anymore, chances are you're becoming too exclusive and maybe setting yourself up to fail. Don't always date as a couple. Spend time in the company of others too. And number four, do it right this time. If you've been permissive in past relationships, don't be discouraged. God forgives, wipes the slate clean. His word says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins. That means you can start again with a clean slate. Listen, the strongest relationships always put God at the center. They strive to demonstrate the kind of love Paul describes in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. So, why don't you make it a point to read that chapter today?